We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Duck Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Richardson, another open three. Good.
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and welcome inside the second floor of the Casanova Center. Those of you who are watching the show live, you'll notice that we are wearing masks today, or at least I am. Usually Scott is wearing a mask, and with the latest guidelines from the Oregon Health Authority and the University of Oregon, there was a bit of an exception for folks like me who are in a socially distant studio doing a show, but now with the new guidelines, we are wearing a mask because Scott is in here as well. You'll see Coach Cristobal coming up in just a moment doing the same, which brings me to, of course, the news to start off today is that Washington has issued a pause on its football program. The University of Oregon football program has paused all team-related football activities due to an increase in positive COVID-19 tests within the program. That was the announcement from the University of Washington this morning. They continue to say more information, including the status of Saturday's game at Oregon, will be shared when it becomes available. The team will not practice Wednesday and will undergo additional PCR testing. That's the news this morning. Happened right before the Ducks went on the practice field. And Mario Cristobal and his Ducks were still out on the practice field, still full preparation for Washington, still full bore for that 1 o'clock kickoff as the Ducks will meet the Huskies. At least that's the plan right now. As we sit here at 1:02 in the afternoon, that's the plan. Let's hear from Coach Cristobal as he was asked all the many questions that many of you fans have about the unknown and what do you do to keep your team focused. Coach Cristobal on that and a whole lot more today, just a little while ago.
Good afternoon. Right,
good afternoon.
Appreciate you being here.
Wrapping up practice, we'll be wearing a mask for this deal just because we have another person in the room, and it's just a requirement, obviously, keeping socially distant and wearing masks when in the room with somebody else. That being said, really good practice, and full throttle preparations for our opponent this weekend. Questions, please.
Let's go to James Krupia from the Oregonian.
Mario, I'm going to try and boil down a complicated situation here. Washington's on pause this weekend. It appears to be a little bit in question. If they are unable to go this weekend or in the championship game, the Pac-12 hasn't even determined who would represent the North or if there would be a North representative. This has all happened in the last 5 hours. How have you processed it? What's your view of it? And how do you convey it to your players?
100% focus on playing Washington, our opponent this weekend. And that's the information that was given to our football team. They understand there's stuff out there on social media, but we are preparing 100% to play the University of Washington.
Kevin Wade, 247 Sports.
I guess, has there been anything relayed to you from whether it's Oregon, the Pac-12, from Washington about the status of the game?
Only status of the game that I am aware of is that this game is scheduled for Saturday, that everything what we're doing, we're going forward. I understand there's a pause over there. I get it. And I'm very, well-informed on the protocols that go with that kind of stuff. But all indications and all information is that we're going forward with this football game.
Ryan Thorburn, Register Guard.
Sorry, Mario, I forgot my camera was off there.
No problem.
You've kind of answered it, but how do you kind of keep the team motivated, whether you might have a big game, you might not have a big game, or you just pretend like it's going to happen regardless?
Well, I don't think we ever pretend anything. I mean, we go with what we know, and right now what we know is that we're playing Washington on Saturday, and it's that simple. How do we stay motivated? Being direct and honest, understand the situation, the circumstances that we've afforded ourselves to be in a positive way. And at the same time, making sure that if there's any change, that we'll certainly let everybody know. But we don't try to head fake our way into all this stuff. And it's as simple as if you're not motivated for this, you're in the wrong program. And I believe our players, especially after watching practice yesterday and today, even when they heard of a pause, that the intensity and the physicality was real good. It's what we're looking for in practice. So,
Eric Scopel, 247 Sports.
Well, you guys haven't had to pause during the season, but you did have a little pause in fall camp. How much does that slow progress? And obviously you can't put yourself in Washington's shoes entirely, but did you find that to be maybe an advantage that they're not able to practice like they normally would today and whatever the future holds?
I don't know, because I don't know what another team would do with a pause. I know when we had a pause, it was a little bit different because the backup testing wasn't as advanced. Remember, it was just antigen testing, and then to get your PCR, you had to send them down the road. So our pause took up more than a day. It took about more, I think, 3 or 4 days. And so it really, it canceled our scrimmage. It canceled our practice after our scrimmage and our in-person meeting. So that was significant. I think nowadays, when I say nowadays, a couple weeks later, with the advancement of rapid PCR testing and being able to get results, I think teams are able to make their decisions and advance one way or the other quicker. So, but for us back in the summer, certainly it was something that wasn't pleasant. And luckily for us, they were false positives.
AJ Jacobson, Rivals.
Coach, I was taking a look at that Washington defense, and up front, they're very, very stout, put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. How do you keep Justin clean this game?
Justin, well, I'll call the Chargers and see how they're keeping him clean. Well, I appreciate you, buddy. No, you're absolutely right. They do a great job getting to the quarterback, and it's not just the edge players. The edge players do a great job, but their pressure packages – and their exotic stuff on third down puts a lot of pressure on the entire offensive line. They put a lot of guys in one-on-ones and certainly make you get rid of the ball quickly. They play with power up front. They collapse the pocket very well. And they're long on the edges, long and explosive, very fast, slippery. They go speed to power. They beat you with speed. So your technique, your fundamentals, your eye discipline got to be at an all-time high. And you certainly just can't sit back there in that pocket and get comfortable. At the same time, they play a lot of man coverage outside, try to disrupt the timing of the passing game, certainly try to make it difficult for guys to get open. So, like you mentioned, they do a really good job, so we certainly have to be at our best.
Max Torres, Scoop Duck.
Mario, so much out of your control in this crazy season.
given the recent news, opportunity to compete for a conference title was up in the air. With all of that in mind, what would constitute a successful season for you?
I think everything that you do to improve your football team, your team showing improvement as the season goes on, always, you know, gets the arrow pointing towards success and growing, you know. I know it's a different year. I guess I like to refer to it as different. I don't look for crutches or excuses or stuff like that. I think, you know, we all know where we want to be every single year. We want to be competing for a division, a conference, and a national championship. And anytime you can put yourself in that situation, there is some type of growth and certainly going in the positive direction. So there's a lot of stuff. I can't get into every single goal that we have, but certainly there's a lot of things we've got to do better at, some things we've done well. But all in all, you know, we're always going to be striving to be better than what we're doing.
James.
Can appreciate that you're proceeding as you are, Mario, but given that there's going to be word here in the next probably few hours, in the meanwhile, there's finite possibilities in terms of if you had to pivot, at least with the other games in the league still standing. Do you have analysts, anybody start to look at, I mean, I'm not even kidding, Ohio University or Charlotte, because there's just finite possibilities for if you had to find a game, there aren't that many teams with postponed games right now.
Sure. And look, and I respect the fact that any information that we can give you certainly helps, because we all want information. But the truth of the matter is that we are, have to be, and always will be focused on what the task at hand is. We can't skip that step. Not until there's any other indication that says, hey, this is going to go in another direction. You know, we feel like we're doing the right things, that we've taken the right steps. And we're full bore 100% focused on a team that honestly, that for us demands and requires to have our full attention.
Eric Scopel, 247 Sports.
Last two games between these teams were really, really competitive, Washington and Oregon. What did you learn from those games as a coach? What did your team learn, and kind of, does that make it easier to keep it focused just because this is a really intense rivalry and these last two games have been down to the wire?
These are physical games. These are physical. They're muddy. They require every ounce, you know, of what you have. And that's the way it should be. You know, I think these are two teams that want to get after it. They want to get after each other. And that's the way college football should always be. Rivalry should always be. So I think it's awesome. And we're certainly looking forward to Saturday.
Warren Williamson, Oregon Duck Football News.
Mario, I was hoping you could maybe drill down on this just a bit more. On Monday, when we talked, you mentioned several items that you wanted to try to clean up for this week. Have you been able to do that, and what has that progress been like as you head into Saturday?
Well, I think we've made progress on a number of things. Certainly, we put a lot of emphasis on things on a weekly basis that we have to clean up. And I see also the fact that, you know, a couple of guys are getting healthy and getting back in the two deep certainly helps that. Competition has always been the best fix for everything, right? So that part helps. Points of emphasis help. Teaching tapes help. Perspective, right? Clarity helps. Better teaching, better coaching, time invested helps. So all those things combined collectively has given us a better week of preparation. And, you know, sometimes – What gets lost when you have a week where you don't get the result you want, sometimes the development of certain positions in certain areas gets lost. I don't want to lose that, you know, because there's some areas that are young and that are making some really good strides. I mean, really looking like it's going to be a special position, special situation. And you want to keep nurturing that. You want to keep growing that because it's important for the team. So, but all in all, yes, to answer your question, we felt like we've attacked a lot of those areas, you know, turnovers that we can't have, third down conversions, short yardage, the mental mistakes that we had, coverage teams, you know. So a lot of the stuff, yes, sir.
Ryan Thorburn, Register Guard.
Mario, if Washington's able to play, what challenges does Dylan Morris present your defense?
Yeah, he does a lot now, you know, and I think people – are starting to, when they've watched him, they realize that not only is he a great quarterback, he could also run the ball extremely well and has great pocket presence because he's made some unbelievable throws. And he is he's found ways to dig the team sometimes out of a pretty heavy deficit. and put themselves not only to in winning football games, but also in position to win. And a lot of it has been him not only playing in the system, but also making plays and using his feet and finding guys. But certainly just a guy that we feel is a great quarterback. And certainly, again, going to present a tremendous challenge that we're looking forward to.
Ashley Conklin, register guard.
Mario, how do you read the psyche of this team after back-to-back losses? Where do you think they are?
Greater role, because that's what we do. That's what we emphasize, and you look for it in practice. If you ever sense anything from a staff or a player where you feel it's going the wrong way, you jump all over it right away, and you make it real, and you make it a teaching moment. Haven't felt that we've had that. I felt that the practices have been physical. I feel there's been advancement. I think leaders are starting to grow. Leaders are starting to show up more and more. And understanding that all these games with so much parity and talent around the conference requires everything. And all the stuff that we're doing now has to carry over into real execution, right? Because real physicality and effort and toughness in practice has to carry over into real game execution, right? You don't practice just to practice. You want to see results in the games. And our results have been inconsistent at times. And we are looking for consistency, right? Consistency and performance, playing with the best effort we can possibly play, okay? And to, I guess the best way to explain it is our guys are understanding more and more that alignment, assignment, technique, fundamentals, eye discipline, that's all part of a play. It's not just the lines that show who you're blocking, where you're running a route to, who you're handing the ball off to. All those things come together, the what, the how, and the why. And I think we're growing in that manner.
Time for two more. Matt Preem, 247 Sports.
Mario, you've talked a lot in the past about worrying about things you can control. How important is that message right now? And what's kind of been the focus you feel like with the team and how they've been able to handle that right now?
Yeah, we've been pounding it good because I think I've heard that a lot before I even got to the team, because that's what I want to do today first, as soon as we got on the field, because the news of the pause broke when we were already in meetings. So before you even started your walkthroughs, you want to make sure you guide the team and say, look, this is where it's at. Right now, it's all systems go. We're going to play a game on Saturday, and we'll inform each other of whatever happens when it happens. But as of right now, we have this opportunity, and we must take this opportunity to get better, because we need to get better, and we will not waste it. And from there, they took control. They really did. Credit to the players for taking control of the practice, credit for the energy they brought to the table, and for finishing the practice strong. So that's been our approach to handling it.
Last question, A.J. Jacobson, Rivals.
Coach, that tight end of theirs, Otten, very, very big part of their passing offense. How do you account for him on Saturday?
He's a big guy. You know, they have a couple tight ends, you know, and they use the fullback as well. The tight ends, they have great wide receivers, big offensive line. So you have to account for him, but you have to account for all their players. Those guys all, they use them all in different ways. The tight ends are involved in protections. They're involved in the running game. They're involved in the passing game as well. And certainly, you know, he's been targeted a good number of times. And then you have some really explosive wide receivers and running backs that you have to account for as well. So I guess that doesn't answer your question. I'm basically saying account for everybody, right, and everything. But no, the guy, you got to give him credit. He's a great football player, and, you know, we're looking forward to the matchup.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Mario Cristobal, the Oregon football head coach. He met with the media just before we went on the air here at 1 o'clock, and there's a lot of updates, a lot of different things to think about, as we all know. Ducks, though, doing what they can do, still focusing on a matchup at 1 o'clock with Washington. And as different news moves forward and the news cycle continues to move very fast during this landscape, we'll have updates for you. But as we sit here at now 1:17 p.m. in the afternoon when we're doing the show live, Ducks are still preparing for that matchup with the Dogs coming up at 1 o'clock. That means an 11 a.m. pregame show for us. I can also tell you, though, that we will have basketball coming up tonight, 8 o'clock against Florida A&M. The former assistant director of operations for the Ducks, Robert McCollum, is the head coach, actually. Yeah, pretty cool. So we have that for you coming up. Also, the Oregon Football Coaches Show, still scheduled for tonight. Linebacker coach Ken Wilson and Verone McKinley are going to be our guests, as Terry Johns and Mike Jorgensen will be here from 7 to 8. I will be at the arena at 8 o'clock, but we'll also sit down and record with Verone McKinley this afternoon.
a lot of different moving parts. We'll update you on all that. And we're also going to hear from a couple of the offensive players and zeroing in on that Washington team. Because, again, they're still focused on this game until they are told otherwise. That's what you have to do. Hunter Campmore, George Moore, and the quarterback Tyler Shuck. That's all still ahead. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back inside the Country Financial Studio after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see.
It's me,
the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you inside the Country Financial Studio. As we sit here now at 1:20 in the afternoon, still full bore preparation. The Ducks were still out on the practice field today, went through a two-minute drill, and I thought it was pretty cool. Coach Cristobal actually was having a little bit of fun with the team. As Rob Mosley noted in his Quack Minute today, that the Ducks were out there with the twos getting ready to continue the two-minute drill, and then Coach is like, oh, nope, stop. We got a booth review. You know, we got to wait. Preparing for anything. That's what the Ducks are doing, and that's what they're going to have to continue to do here moving forward, as Coach Cristobal noted. He just talked to the media a little while ago. A few more interviews for you as we zero in on this Oregon-Washington matchup that, as we know right now, is still moving forward, even with that pause on activities at Washington. All you can do, keep preparing. Hunter Campmore, who has really had a nice season for the Ducks, has already eclipsed his cumulative career catches heading into this season. He's eclipsed that mark in just a few games this year. So, in other words, he's had a very productive year compared to previous seasons that Hunter Campmore has been on campus. Then he talked with the media a little bit about support for Tyler Shuck and his season and, well, a whole lot more with the Oregon veteran tight end.
Hey, Hunter, how would you just describe how this year has been just in terms of, like, being able to, like, bond with your teammates? And, you know, there's so many different, like, leadership roles, and you guys have had so many different restrictions. Just, like, how has that been for chemistry this year?
Yeah, you know, this year's presented a lot of challenges for everyone, but you know, from top to bottom, coaches to players, you know, we've all done our best to continue to grow together as a team. You know, us seniors and us leaders, you know, we've really took it upon ourselves, you know, all year throughout the summer, when things were getting canceled and whatnot, to really just make sure everyone stayed together and, you know, had the same, you know, goal in mind of what we wanted to do this year. So I feel like we've all done, you know, a really good job of really continuing to grow as a team, even through adversity. You know, we still come together no matter what.
Hunter, you've been around here a long time. What does this University of Washington game, this rivalry game, mean to you guys that are, you know, veterans?
yeah, this is a huge game. You know, for someone like me, I've been here for 5 years, you know, Cam McCormick been here for 5 years, Sam Pertosti, you know, so we've been through, you know, a lot with this game, and we're doing everything we can to take it upon ourselves to make sure we let everyone know how important this game is. You know, like I said, our freshman year, we lost 70-21, and that, you know, that hurt. And, you know, we're doing, like I said, everything we can to make sure the younger guys and the new guys understand the importance of this game and, you know, get ready to work and get ready to play these guys.
Hunter, Washington's edge guys are very good. You just faced some who are very good as well. How do you go about in your role when you're asked to block, as you were at times, short yardage in particular this past weekend? How do you find more success against Washington and against their edge guys?
Yeah, you know, they're very talented on defense, especially on the edge. You know, we just have to continue to work on the small things, the details, you know, our technique, hand placement, hat, pad level, all that stuff from top to bottom. You know, I've you know, made it clear to the guys how important this game is to me, especially, and, you know, to this team. And, you know, I'm doing everything to focus on the details, helping every, you know, every guy in the room get 1% better every single day. Because, you know, like I said, we're facing great defense, great, you know, edge defenders, and, you know, we're excited about the opportunity.
Hunter, even though you guys have lost a couple in a row here, you're still technically the reigning Pac-12 champions. What does it kind of mean to you to still have the possibility of going back-to-back?
You know, we're excited. You know, we're excited about the opportunity in front of us. You know, we're just going to continue to, you know, approach it the same as we have all year. You know, we understand the importance of this game, and we just have to continue to, you know, harp on the little things, you know, and focus on details, you know, technique, you know, from top to bottom, and just make sure everyone's coming along and understands the importance of this game, the opportunity in front of us. And, you know, like I said, we're all excited about the opportunity.
Hunter, tough second half there for the offense. What's kind of the last few days been like regrouping? And I guess Tyler in particular, I think, struggled a little bit. Kind of how has he been in practice, and what kind of conversations have you as a group had with him to make sure his head's in the right spot?
Yeah, and we're all behind 12, you know. We all make mistakes through the course of the game, and he's done a great job being a leader, you know, accepting those things and moving forward. You know, there's nothing you can do about the last play. It's all what you can do about the next play. So, and he's done a great job, and we've all been behind him 100%. You know, we struggled. You know, we had a couple, we let, you know, little things, you know, beat us down and whatnot, but, you know, we all watched the film, you know, Sunday night, you know, Sunday, Monday, today, and, you know, we all understand what we need to work on and what we need to do moving forward. And, you know, we're excited about the opportunity and excited for the challenge in front of us.
What's Henry Cattleman like? You know, like, we've always kind of heard some, like, rumors about a really big booming leg in practice, and he's got the mustache and all that, but just,
yeah. He's a stud. You know, he stepped up to the plate. You know, he's been patient, he's been working, and, you know, it's obviously showing for him. You know, and it's exciting to see him, you know, do well. And, you know, we stand behind him 100%. And, you know, he continues to do well, really, or, you know, do really well for us.
Under Coach Cristobal has said something to the effect that losing is a much better teacher than winning. What would you say you guys have learned as a team these last 2 weeks?
Really, we just need to focus on the little things. We often let the little things slip away from us, and that's really what bites us in the butt at the end. So, you know, we continue to come together, you know, even through hard times. That's what I love about this team, this brotherhood, you know, these coaches, everybody is through thick and thin. It's a family no matter what. And, you know, take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, we just understand that the little things sometimes get to us. And so we have to continue, especially us leaders, have to hold everybody accountable, you know, on the whole team and our position groups, hold everybody accountable. And, you know, we're excited about the opportunity in front of us.
You've already been here for 5 years, but with the NCAA giving the option for seniors to return and not counting against limit, have you given any thought to that yet?
Not really. Like I said, you know, I said before, my whole focus is on this year and only this year. When the time comes to really decide that, you know, at the end of the season, I'll think about it and decide then.
Hunter, obviously it's kind of been a lost year in terms of playing time for some of your young guys, Spencer and Herbert. How are they doing, and just kind of what's the future? What are they getting out of this season, do you think?
The future is bright. You know, those two are guys that work extremely hard, no matter what the circumstance is. You know, they're constantly watching, you know, the guys in front of them, and working on every little detail that they can, being in the treatment room. And, you know, us leaders like me, Cam, DJ, older guys, we try to teach them everything that we can on and off the field, anything that will help them become better players. And they've, you know, everybody, you know, including, you know, Cooper Schultz and Tyler Nanny as well, you know, have made huge strides, you know, not necessarily getting as much playing time, but they're still, you know, and still getting better every single day. And, you know, we take a lot of pride in our tight end room, and, you know, we hold everybody accountable, and we help everybody as much as we can to make the room better, which will ultimately make the offense better and the team better.
Yeah, Hunter, you've been mentioning the little things. Can you give us an example from the game of a little thing that you might have done differently or that would have even caused the game to go a different way?
Yeah, it's just simple, you know, simple techniques or, you know, wrinkles within the offense, you know, like a, you know, just a, something as simple as like a split, like, you know, where we align on the field makes that much of a difference in a blocking assignment. It's just really like, you know, the things you practice 100 times and sometimes, you know, you forget about them because, you know, sometimes you think they're too small or you've done them so much that it's just whatever. But it was just kind of those little things that we kind of let slip away from us, and, you know, not paying attention to the details and the small things that, you know, ultimately come back and bite us. So that's what we've really focused on all week, is just really getting back to the little things and making sure that we're on point on everything from top to bottom, no matter how big or small it is.
Yeah, Hunter, you've had some success through the passing game this season when I feel like most people have kind of known you as like the blocking tight end. How do you feel like your skill set is utilized in this Joe Moorhead offense?
Yeah, this offense is very tight end friendly. And, you know, I've tried to make the most of every opportunity I've been given. You know, it's been obvious from week one that the tight ends are involved in the pass game. And, you know, once I got the opportunity to make some plays, I tried to make the most of it and will continue to do that moving forward. Like I said, you know, we were all from day one excited about the opportunity to play in this offense because of how tight end friendly it is and how much opportunities it gives us to be explosive in the pass game and as well in the run game. And, you know, it's all really showed and paid off, and, you know, we're excited to continue to learn and grow within this offense.
Tight ends are a big part of what Joe Moorhead's done in his career, and they're going to continue to be a big part of this offense moving forward, particularly now as the tight end position, a few more guys are available heading forward. That's Hunter Campmore. And again, if you're just joining us, so Washington football has paused activities for today, awaiting some tests, and we'll see what happens. But for the Ducks, they're getting ready to play. 1 o'clock coming up at Autzen Stadium. And up next, we're going to hear from George Moore talking a little bit of offensive line right after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know.
Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Jackson's Food Stores, proud sponsor of the University of Oregon Ducks. Everything that you need for the big game at Jackson's, go Ducks. Going to hear from Tyler Shuck, the Oregon quarterback, coming up in just a moment. And first, George Moore, Oregon offensive lineman, who was asked a little bit about what his future could hold. A guy who's top junior college offensive lineman coming in, has played for the Ducks, kind of earned his spot, and has really become a leader for this team. George Moore talking with the media about this matchup with Washington and a little bit about his career, too.
George, I don't know if you knew this, but Pro Football Focus graded you out as excellent in both the pass and the run game this last game. Leaving that game, did you feel like you had a really good game?
I mean, I never want to just say I had a great game. It's always room to improve as a player, as a teammate. I mean, I could say that I did pretty well from the other previous games, and I'm always looking to improve and always looking to take that next step in my game. So,
George, the offense had a tough second half. Tyler had a tough second half. What was the last couple of days like, and kind of what's Tyler's mood been like the last couple of days? And then how do you as a teammate kind of make sure his head's in the right spot?
Tyler's head is always in the right spot. 12 is our leader. I mean, as everyone knows, we look for him for our energy. We look for him for everything. Tyler come to work. He's here early, taking care of his body, texting us in our offensive group chat, always keeping us encouraged, always showing, texting us, just letting us know, like, keep our heads up. I mean, he's the most positive guy in the room. He lights up a room. If it's a bad day, if it's a, you know, he always bring that energy to where, you know, like, oh, we're going to come to work today, and he's going to give you his all. You know that Tyler's going to come and give you his all.
Hey, George, I know you were granted your sixth year of eligibility this year with the NCAA giving seniors the option to come back. Have you given any thought to another year?
Yeah, me and my family talked about it. I mean, right now I'm worried about the task at hand, and that's Washington. So when that time comes, you know, me and my family will continue to discuss that.
With the two losses in a row, is it a little easier to get past that and understand that you still can win the Pac-12 North, and that you can draw inspiration of knowing that you've lost twice, but you can still win a division title and play for the Pac-12 championship?
I mean, we never – that's one thing I like about this team. We never dwell on the past. I mean, it's nothing we could do about the day that just happened. Shoot, I can't do nothing about the practice I just had. It's behind me now. So what I like about this team is we always encouraging, we always looking to move forward. And that opportunity here is for us to play for the Pac-12 title. I mean, that's not what we're looking forward to, but it's just the next game that we're looking to, and we're happy and grateful, I know, as a team for this opportunity to play.
George, you're mentioning how you guys kind of rally around Tyler. How do you guys react when number 12 gets hit in a game by the defense?
I mean, I take a lot of pride in him getting hit. You know, as an offensive lineman, he should never get touched in the pass game or the run game, you know, so I mean, for me, and I know for the other four guys that's on the offensive line, I know that we're all – that we take that to the heart, and we look to get better that next play to keep him clean.
George, going up against the Pac-12's leader in sacks this week, you'll probably face him a good bit. What have you seen from 58? But not just him, Bowman as well, 58, 55. What makes Washington's edge guys so good?
I mean, they hold defense as a whole is an amazing defense. 58 is a great player. 55 is a great player. They true freshman. He's a great player. I mean, they recruit great guys to come in and work. And I mean, those guys work hard, you know. And I'm excited for the challenge because, you know, if you a true competitor as a football player and as a young man, you want that challenge to be on your shoulders and for that opportunity to play.
George, definitely a different year on the offensive line with you guys breaking in a bunch of new starters. Mario said he's still kind of working a little bit of a rotation, but some clarity now. What's it been like for you to kind of just get moved around a little bit and adjust to that newness this year?
I mean, like Coach Mirabal says all the time, we do what we do in practice. So, I mean, once the rotation and all that stuff, I mean, I do it so much in practice. It's not really nothing crazy in the game. It actually kind of slows down in the game because, you know, we've walked through it. We've practiced it. We did rep after rep after rep. So, you know, I mean, I'm really, I don't want to say I'm used to it, but it comes with like just the repetition. I get more comfortable and more confident in that like rotation stuff.
George's coach yesterday was saying that finishing games is critical for you guys. And obviously the last couple, you haven't done that offensively, some opportunities late to at least get a lead on Cal. How do you improve upon that? It seems like finishing games is kind of complicated, a lot of different factors, but what's kind of the key of ensuring that the game ends and you guys are on the right side of it?
Finish practice. You got to go to practice and finish practice. You got to, like we do in practice, we put the fourth quarter, the four fingers up. Coach Mirabal just said it out there. You don't put your four fingers up if you don't mean it. Go put the four fingers in action, you know, so we just got to do it every day and put it in action each and every day.
George, what was it like to see just how hard Lemieux and those guys celebrated the win last year at Husky Stadium, and what have you kind of learned about the rivalry over the years?
Over the years, I mean, I've seen Shane and Jake and Throck and all those guys. I mean, those legends in my book, they took this week, they took it to another level. They made sure that they was on, like, those guys were great, how they prepped, but Washington, I mean, they got a hell of a team, a hell of a coaching staff, so, you know, you just got to bring your A game, and, you know, it's going to be a battle physically, mentally, and everything. So last year when I watched them celebrate, and the year before that, I watched them celebrate, I just seen a lot of hard work and a lot of passion and a lot of, you know, grit for all that, you know, all the stuff that they have built up over the years. And, I mean, I try to implement that into my game because I know it's going to be a hard game and it's going to be a great game, you know?
Yeah, George, Hunter was talking about the little things that make the difference, your coaches do. Coach Cristobal, little things are big things. Your line, offensive line, everyone's been here at least 3 years or more. Most of them are juniors. So is it sometimes the inexperience of being together, not the youth so much, as that maybe is why a few more little things are not taken care of, or is it just a normal part of football?
I mean, I've been with Alex and Ryan since I got here. That was the class I came in with. So I don't want to, you know, say it on inexperience or anything like that. I just feel like we just got to apply that more in practice. We just got to finish more in practice. I don't want to even say look at the little details. It's just we have to finish. We have to reset our mind and come back and know that we just work harder that next play and never look back at the last play, but always looking forward.
Great interview with George Moore. He's just such an articulate young man, very thoughtful, and I think you saw him perform over the last few weeks just exceptionally well, as you heard him ask early about just the way that he was graded out by Pro Football Focus. He's been a huge part of Oregon's success along that offensive line that is still all new. You know, we forget, five new offensive linemen starters, and George Moore, one of them. Though he's been around this program, he knows what's going on. And up next, we're going to hear from the quarterback. As Hunter Camp Moyer said, they're all behind 12. Talking about Tyler Shuck and hearing from Tyler Shuck after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
All it takes is one drop to make a wave. One beat to inspire a track. One spark to get creativity flowing. With every drop, Life Water refreshes your mind and restores your body. Purified water, pH balanced with electrolytes for taste. Designed with original works of art on every bottle. Let us be your source of inspiration. LifeWater, the feel-good water.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up.
Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We still got a lot to talk about coming up. Kayvon Thibodeaux, Verone McKinley met with the media today. We'll do our best to get you those today, but probably we'll end up getting to them tomorrow. In addition to our conversation with Jody Sykes, Chief Compliance Officer, we actually sat down with her earlier. Fascinating conversation about the transfer process, LJ Figueroa in particular, and what went on with that. It was a really interesting conversation. We'll have that for you tomorrow, brought to you by Pepsi for our athletic director interview. Meanwhile, Tyler Shuck, the Oregon quarterback, met with the media. Heard earlier, he's always the most positive guy in the room, and the Ducks are behind number 12. Tyler Shuck with the media.
Hey, Tyler, big game this week with the chance to contend for the title, obviously. What would a win mean for you as a leader, given the recent performance and that the first rivalry game this year didn't go so well?
Yeah, it's obviously a huge week for us. Husky week is always big. We're excited for a great week of preparation, and we got to come back guns a-blazing and step it up this week for sure.
Very tough defense you faced this week. What have you seen from them on film, and what do you expect to see from them on Saturday?
They're extremely physical up front. They play hard on the back end. They try and keep everything in front of them, so we're just going to have to take what they give us and try and work our way down the field and keep sticking with explosive plays and limit those turnovers. And we got a great game plan, and we feel confident going into this week.
I know you said after the game about getting down on that fumble in particular, and looking back at the film, what could you have done to avoid your fumble? Because that happened so quickly, and I know you can't speak for Johnny, but his happened very quickly as well. Other than different decisions of where the ball could have gone on those plays, could you have avoided them really?
It's just a spur of the moment thing. I probably should have got down earlier, like you said, looking back at it. Just a great learning lesson overall. Just when he's wrapped around your legs, you can go down. Didn't really see him coming from behind me, but just knowing that when those decisions are there, just got to make them quicker, and then just be decisive about getting down.
Tyler, obviously Oregon won the last two meetings with Washington in dramatic fashion. What did you learn about the rivalry watching Herbert and the way they celebrated, knowing that things had not gone well for them in this rivalry before you got here?
Yeah, it's a great point. It obviously means something different here. It's an extremely deep-rooted and bitter rivalry that just comes from years past. And, a lot of those games, when they're up, they kind of stuck it to them, and vice versa. It's going to be a tough fought battle. And I think all of our guys are excited for it. It's going to be different. We're playing for a lot more than just this one game. I'm really excited. And this week is going to be a lot better, and we're excited to get there on the field and prove it.
Tyler, you said after the game on Saturday, you left some plays out there, and Moorhead said yesterday some of it was your footwork. I wonder if you could go into detail of kind of what that was and kind of how you can improve that this week.
Yeah, some of the run game decisions, and then obviously footwork and on stepping up into the pocket, something like that, and just staying in there. Obviously been working, grinding through that in every single practice and just mentally to grind through every single rep and just trust when it's there. I've never been afraid to stand in there and take a shot and just know when to scramble. It's a balance. It's kind of like being a boxer, to know when to scramble, know when to stand there and take a hit. So it's just great learning lessons, great feeling it out, and just kind of going through each rep, and definitely going to be better this week through it and learning from each rep.
Tyler, when you go to the line of scrimmage or before the snap, do you have on a pass play, do you usually have a primary receiver in mind? And hate to bring it up, the throw to Johnny Johnson instead of DJ. Did you have a primary receiver there, or what happened on that play?
Yeah, primary was DJ, and then the second one was Johnny. The corner played down on Johnny at first, tried to pop it to Johnny real quick. He redirected, made the play. Should have just went right back to DJ again. it was a bang bang play. Wish could have had it back, but definitely learned from it and going to grow from it.
Tyler, you've had individually a really high highs and you've had some lows, and this team has had the same. What's just this been year been like for you? You know, is it fun or is it more stressful than a normal season? How has this year been for you just playing football?
It's been a blessing. I take each game, take each rep in practice as an opportunity to get better. You know, I try not to get too high or too low. I mean, that may be the result on the field, but me mentally and spiritually and physically, I feel like, you know, I try and stay as flat and calm as I can just because I know everything's going to come. You know, when you're playing good, you know, people are going to have a lot of good things to say about you. When you have a tough game or you're trying to grow through some things as a team and personally, people are going to have their things to say so as well. So just me knowing that there's a lot of growth coming out of this, and you know, and this is just another great opportunity for us this week. You know, the football gods are definitely blessed us with this game, and you know, we're just excited to get back out there in the field and prove to this team and prove to everyone else that what we're capable of and what we need to do.
Tyler, we just spoke with Hunter Kampmeyer, and he said that he thinks that this is a tight end friendly offense. Why is that?
It puts him in a lot of advantageous positions. You know, they can go out to the flat. They block a lot. Can go down the field. You know, there's really nothing they can't do in this offense where they can get targeted. It basically is. They puts them in the position to be successful. Really, they've obviously we have different personnel groupings. Where a lot of them can stay on the field, they'll come off of it just to mix different looks. So I know he's been, you know, extremely happy, him and DJ and all the tight ends we've had come in and get reps in. It's been a blessing for them to learn and grow in this new offense, and I'm excited for their production and excited to get better with them each week.
Every team always deals with injuries, Tyler, but this year you guys haven't had the full receiving core available any week this whole season, I don't think. If Devin and Addison are able to be back this week, as Coach was indicating yesterday, just what would it mean to this offense if you have a full assortment of pieces? If you had Devin in the lineup this past week, what it would have meant? And if it means it for this week, what having all your receivers means to this offense potentially?
Yeah, it's great to have every single guy. It just gives us some flexibility, gives us the ability to move and interchange guys, and just has a little bit more nuances to the offense. And every guy has their own strength, so I'm confident in anybody who's out there on the field, and I'm really just got to come down to spreading out them to let them make plays. So getting all those guys back is definitely going to help us for sure.
Everybody deals with shortcomings and difficult times differently. Do you have routines? Do you have people you lean on? Like, what kind of things do you – what do you turn to, I guess, after a tough game?
It's my friends and family, really. I have a small circle of
– Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.